We've driven the best part of 8 hours from Damascus towards Aleppo, and now we're approaching it. It's not the main highway, it's various back roads that the regime have secured and now have opened up a supply line into Aleppo, Syria's biggest city, and the side of it that they control. The fact that we're taking off-road dirt tracks suggests that this is quite a thin and tenuous supply line. I know we're moving not far from rebel positions, and you think that this has to be a target of theirs. You know, look at the destruction over there. 6-7 story buildings, absolutely pulverized. Concrete floors and roofs collapsed in on themselves. Holes punched through walls. The narrow alleys between them filled with rubble. This was a really poor area once, and there's still a few people living here, but it is absolutely trashed. The war is the city's soundtrack. Next to the blast-proof steel shutters he's installed over the windows of his office, Aleppo's governor, Mohammed Wahid Akkad, showed off a collection of projectiles that have been fired at his building.
They shout God is great as they launch these rockets, but God and Islam have nothing to do with this brutality. These are the homemade rockets that the militants make. It's only a sample of what they have thrown at us.
We're just getting ready to go out for a drive with the governor. He's got a soft car, and we're going to travel around with him in that. And he's just in the little glove box in the center of the car, he's put his gun, which is some kind of quite heavy pistol. Just going through a checkpoint. The men are saluting, stopping over traffic. The governor's taken us right to the middle of a very quiet roundabout, a dodgy area, he says. There are various sniper screens made of lorries here. Big Syrian flag on one of them. Very quiet, no people, bad sign. There's a big, big rubble wall and damage behind it, and the mayor says there are rebels the other side of that. This area which we've been driving around is quite a big area and it's very devastated. The governor, Mr. Akkad, stopped the car to go to a frontline area on foot. It's here, that's outgoing. Like President Assad, he portrays the war in very simple terms, as a fight between a secular government and Islamist extremists, including ISIS.
The Syrian Arab army is targeting militants like Nusra and ISIS and other extremist groups that came from outside Syria. These groups have special religious and social rituals and customs. No human being can put up with that.
We walked along the edge of the old city. When the war started in 2011, there wasn't much evidence for the regime's claim that Islamist extremists led the uprising. Now they dominate the armed opposition. Much of Aleppo's old city, which has been one of the great crossroads of the world for centuries, is in ruins. The two sides fight their battles in its narrow alleys. The Greek Catholic Archbishop of Aleppo, Metropolitan Jean Jambard, showed me around his church. So you had some damage here in the walls, and I see there's a hole in the there in the window, up there too, yeah. Or you did some mortar, come on, let's go inside. It's just been a loud incoming mortar, not very far from here. I felt the blast there, I felt the shockwave. That mortar that's just landed, does this happen much?
Often, yes.
What do you think of the people who do this?
It's not human. We are people who do not take arms and we do not fight. Why do they come and let us feel this?
Western governments say the answer is for President Assad to go. Do you think that's the case?
Big number of people said that they want him.
They want him to stay?
To stay, yes.
Syrians?
Yes. But how can they tell him to go now?
The city's water pumps are in the rebel-controlled east. An attack ruptured the mains and meant water mixed with sewage. Now they're accused at standpipes for water that is not safe.
Hello.
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 I've come to a half-built house in Aleppo, and This is a home as well to Mariam Akash and her 9 children. She's got 5 boys, 4 girls. The eldest is 15, the youngest is only 2. Her husband is dead. He was killed by a sniper when he went back to their old house, which is in the now opposition-controlled part of Aleppo. The older kids work, washing cars. And I'll have a word with Mariam now and see what life is like here.
We are just living on the edge of life. We're always nervous, we're always afraid, and especially when there are clashes, I keep the children hiding and I tell them, that just like, keep your heads down, and I'm always constantly worried about them to get caught in the fighting.
And how far from here is the fighting?
I can feel it just above my head. When the mortar is fired, I feel it like flying over my head, so it feels very close.
Aleppo was one of Syria's wonders before the war. Now it encapsulates all the reasons why the civil war is so deadly and so hard to solve. Civilians with nowhere else to run live on the front lines, and the men who fight for the regime and for the rebels still believe that their side can win.